So a shaman who's been preparing her entire life for this moment can attain liberation, which is the complete unfettering of consciousness during the first two stages after death. Others who are not trained for this may experience an instant of complete enlightenment, which is often what is reported by people who've had a near-death experience, but then slip back into unconsciousness. For them, this process will go by in a flash of blinding light. They may not even realize that they've passed through it. The windstorm of death is so mighty that many people become unconscious during the process and awaken only in the third stage of the journey. At that stage, we observe that we still have a form, even though we no longer have a body, that we're a man, that we're a woman, and that we're unaffected by disease, that we're vital, that we're strong, that we can be any age that we wish. By now, we're in the twilight of the first day. The colors are not so sharp. Things have begun to differentiate again into form. During this stage, our senses are not separated from each other. We sense synesthetically with the totality of our being so that everything around us is alive. And it is at this stage that we go through the panoramic life review, in which every action, every word, every deed we have performed appears before us and must be accounted for. This is the stage where we practice forgiveness. This is why the shaman wants to do her healing on this side before we make our final crossing, so that we don't have to go through this panoramic life review and acquit ourselves of every one of our deeds and our actions. We have to come to a place of peace now. After the life review process, we meet those who've died before us, including parents, friends, loved ones, and people that we may have hurt or wronged. What happens in this third stage is that we have again collapsed into form and into that cycle of birth and death and reincarnation. The goal of the shaman is to break free, become unfettered from form itself, so that she can choose when she comes back, how she comes back, if she comes back. In the Buddhist traditions, this is known as the bodhisattva, as the individual who chooses to return in order to assist humanity in its journey towards consciousness. Most of us, of course, become trapped in that cycle of karma. By this point, we are destined again to rebuild another body that will be selected for us according to the imprints in our luminous energy field, the parents, the siblings, the life situations where we will grow the most, so that the journey beyond death provides an opportunity for the complete unfettering from karma and the stepping into what the Buddha speaks as the Dharma, as the way. The Inca call it the huacho, the unfettered way.